Hi, readers. I'm Katie.
And I'm Sarah.
And we are bookish like that. Sarah is only kind of paying attention.
I said yep right at the beginning.
Okay, so it's my turn to surprise you with a book. I took a little quiz because I couldn't decide what I wanted to read. And so I did one of those BuzzFeed, I want to say, quizzes on like what to read next type of thing. And I told myself no matter what it spit out, if I had not read it, I was going to read it. I had to take it a couple times because a lot of it I had already read.
Yeah.
But
I was going to say, I'm surprised it didn't give you one.
It gave me a couple. So then I landed on, finally I got one that I hadn't read. And it was called The Shadows Between Us. And I was like, okay. I'll give it a whirl. I've seen it around.
I don't know if I've seen it around because they all look the same to me.
I've seen this one around.
They're all dark colored with a knife or
this,
a skull.
Yeah, this
or
is something. A dagger maybe.
They all look the same.
Yeah, here's the deal. It was a hard read.
How come?
Because everyone in this book sucks ass.
Uh-oh.
Like, I'm not.
I kind of feel that way about the next one we're talking about.
There is no person that you're rooting for. Not one. Like, I don't like the female character. She's just shit. I don't like the guy that she's liking. I think he's shit. Like, the only people that don't suck are their friends. And even they suck a little.
Yeah, that seems to be a popular
but like
thing these days.
There's no, I mean, I guess at the end there's a little character arc, but not enough to make it matter. And
is
like,
is this popular?
I think it is popular. Popular enough for it to be on a BuzzFeed answer.
People
and
like,
I've seen it.
Shitty characters.
Well, okay, so legit, the very first page. She's talking about, hold on, let me see. It's just ridiculous. So the very first sentence is, they've never found the body of the first and only boy who broke my heart, and they never will.
Oh, so you think she probably did it?
No, she did do it.
Okay.
Flat out, she's a murderer.
Okay.
And she's very okay with being a murderer. Don't
and
do
she
me.
She loved him.
Yes, okay. Because, okay, so how it starts is there's this lady. What in the hell is her name even? I can't even remember her name. Alessandra. So she is like a Black Widow kind of a type where she's a second born daughter. So she can't be like in society or out and about until her sister is married and off. So it's like back in the olden times. It's also I guess it would be considered a fantasy, even though there's not much of that in this.
Yeah.
It's like a kingdom. But it's a make-believe world, so I guess they called it a fantasy. Well, so she can't be out in society until her sister is married. Her sister is perfect, beautiful, charming, passive-aggressive to her own sister, perfect. This girl, however, is not perfect. She's not as cute as her sister. She's a murderer.
Apparently. Yeah. The dark side, yeah.
And so her dad doesn't love her as much as he loves her sister. Well, it's so how she does life, gets through life, is she finds men that she wants to sleep with. But before she sleeps with them, she finds dirt on them that she can blackmail them. And like, you're not going to tell anyone that we're having sex because if you do, I'm going to tell everyone this dirt that I found on you and I have evidence. So no one, so she sleeps around with quite a few people, but no one ever tells anybody about it, you know?
Yeah.
Well, so this first boy that she loved, his name was Hector, and she did love him and she was sleeping with him and whatnot. And I guess that he decided that he didn't really want to be with her anymore. Like, okay, well, yeah, you were fun to sleep with, but now I've got like life to do. So I'll talk to you later. And she was so outraged by this that she just stabbed him.
Oh God.
And then she was like, what a mess that made.
Oh my God.
And like rolled him into his trunk and buried him. And that was that. And so she's like, fuck you, Hector. I'm out. And so now going throughout this whole book, she's like, I only murder when they make me. If they didn't drive me so crazy, I wouldn't have had to murder them. So it's not her fault.
Yeah.
It's everyone else's fault.
Yeah.
So her sister marries the Duke. Her dad is about to go broke. She's, like, having a hard time giving a fuck about that because he doesn't like her, but yeah. It is what it is. So he decides that he's going to take her to meet the king. Now, why this is important is because she just ended a relationship, quotation, with a guy. And he ended up, well, like, I'm going to marry you. And she laughs at his face and was like, I can't marry you. You're like the second son. No thanks. I have my eyes set much higher than you. You're a joke. And, well, of course, that pisses him off. And he's like, well, I'll get revenge on you. And she's like, sure, whatever. Later. And so now that her dad is like, we need to marry the king, she's like, sure.
Why? Because that'll protect them financially?
Yes.
Yeah.
So little does he know that, like, she in her mind is thinking, once I'm queen, I'm cutting them off and we'll never see them again. I'm not helping them at all. So she's also, what I did think was fun about this book is the fashion, because she's kind of a fashionista. And so she'll go on and on about, like, the clothes that she's wearing. Like, instead of pairing it with this, I paired it with this and did my hair so. And yeah. It made me look this way to others. And I thought that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
That was the only redeeming quality in this whole book. So the thing with the king is that no one's allowed to touch him. He wears gloves. He's the shadow king. He's also pretty ruthless. He's young because his dad died when he was young. So now he's king. How the shadows work is it can make him walk through things. Like, he can turn himself into a shadow, essentially.
Okay.
But they also revive him. So, like, if something happened to him and he died, the shadow, if he turned himself into a shadow before it happened, he'd come back.
Okay.
But if he touches someone, the shadows go away in their presence. So if
that's why you didn't want to touch
me. Yeah, don't touch me. Okay. But also,
goodness, we got so many creatures on this one.
Well, he's the only one.
Okay. Well, that's not fair.
No, it's not. And it never really goes in onto why he has
this
them.
This is a thing that we're all supposed to accept, okay?
But he doesn't, like, it never explains
They're
it.
They're always like that, these fantasies, you know? You drink the wine and you got some magical
wings.
Yeah.
Okay, well, she doesn't have magical wings. She turns into nothing.
Okay.
So
it's lame as hell. Plain old.
Don't call her plain. She will kill you.
She might murder you.
Yeah. So she is telling her dad, like, his favorite color is green. I'm not going to wear green because every twat there is going to wear green.
How do we know this? That's the style?
Well, because his favorite color is green. So she says, like, if I wear green, I'm just going to blend in because every girl there thinks, well, I'll get his attention by wearing his favorite.
Okay.
So she wears black.
Black.
Okay. I think that's a solid choice.
I would say, like, red or something.
Nope. She wears black.
Okay.
And instead of staying in line to meet him, she says, I'm skipping the line. Take me to the dance floor, Padre. And the dad is like, no, we have to stay in line. And she gets, like, in his face. And she's like, my sister was here and she sent him away. Because you and her are failures. You're going to trust me in this or else.
Yeah.
And he's like, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, how many men have you seduced? And he's like, well, none. And she's like, exactly. So shut the fuck up and let me do my thing. And so her dad is, like, flabbergasted and is dancing with her. And he's like, well, maybe while we're here, you should talk to so-and-so. And she's like, I'll choose the men I talk to because I need to be strategic about this. So he notices.
Yeah.
And isn't just like, oh, she's talking to every man here. So she's smart. She's playing the game. This fella comes up to her and he's like, oh, I met your sister. And she's like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Rough times, man.
She's like, I hate her and whatnot. And apparently he, like, wanted to be with the sister, but he wasn't good enough for the sister. But the dad tells her, but he's good enough for you. Because you're not as good as the sister. And she's like, but he's boring. I'll talk to him because he's handsome, but he's boring. That's a no. So while this is happening, the king sees her dancing with this guy. And he walks over to her and asks her to dance.
So it's working.
It is working. But he has gloves on so they can dance and whatnot. So they're dancing and whatnot. Well, then when it's time to leave, she's like, I'm a failure. He didn't ask me to stay at court like everyone else. Well, while they're leaving, a guy walks out and stops their little buggy. Carriage, I guess it's probably called. It's not probably not called a buggy.
Little buggy.
Their carriage.
You don't know. They're having money troubles. Got that little buggy going.
The mules.
One mule. You know? That's all we got, man.
They stop and says that the king has asked that you stay for court. Okay. And she's like, well, what if I don't want to stay? And he's like, you will stay for court. And she's like, fine.
He's just asking to be not, to make it seem all right. Yeah. Okay, you
so
saying.
She goes to court. She sends her dad home. She's like, I got this from here. Mind your business. So,
pitch me out, man.
Well, she has her own plan. Like, yeah. So her plan is, I'm going to marry the king. I'm going to make him fall in love with me. I'm going to marry him. And then after a little while, when I lose suspense, you know, I'm going to kill him. And then I'll be queen.
Well, I don't know. It just seems like a lot.
But that's her plan. I'm going to make him fall in love with me.
Does she know that he can turn into a shadow?
She does.
Okay.
But
she's the best Black Widow around, I guess.
She does not. No fucks given.
Yeah.
So she is.
We got the shadow power we got to think about.
They are at, like, this garden area.
It's good to be humble in life sometimes.
She's not. There's not a humble bone in this girl's body. Not one. Not one. She's the living worst.
Yeah.
My least favorite kind of person.
Okay. But, we love those for main characters.
But he is, too.
Oh, good.
He is one of those guys. He is, too.
We don't like anyone here.
They all, I'm telling you, every single one of them sucks ass. I'm going to blow through this book because I really, you know, it was very young adult. Like, I would let Rose read this.
And you would?
Yes, and be like, isn't it so edgy? Yeah, read it.
Oh, no. Not if she's a piece of poop. We don't need those characters in our life. What's this called? I'm going to look it up.
The Shadows Between Us.
The Shadows Between Us.
Okay.
This sounds like a... It should be like... after Days of Our Lives, The Shadows Between Us.
Okay, it's so she's at court. The next day, there's this garden party shenanigans. So she goes out.
4.3.
Yeah, I know.
Or 3.9. I'm good.
I would give. I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to read it until after I'm done.
Okay.
So they are at this garden party. She's wandering about looking at hors d'oeuvres or whatever it is that she's looking at. All of a sudden, there is a ruckus and she almost gets knocked down by this giant ass dog. And instead of being offended like all the other girls running around squealing because this dog is around, she just picks up his ball and chunks it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what I do.
I know, right? Me too. Well, the key, it's apparently the king's dog and he threw it at her just to see how she would react.
I got a plan. I'm going to chunk this ball at her. See what she does.
I feel like Reese.
Yeah.
Your son Reese, 100%.
I got a plan.
So she walks over to him and she's like, is that your dog? And he is like, he's a man of very few words at the beginning. He's like, yeah. He's like, I have to see how people will react because, like, if you can't like my dog, then, you know. Ugh. And he's like, see, now watch this. And then he throws it at another group of women and they all squeal and like try to get away from the dog. Whereas she like reached down and pet him and whatnot.
So clever.
Yeah. So they chit chat for a little while and then she walks away. And she goes to sit with her new friends.
Oh, good.
Yes. Now.
She's going to live here or what?
Yeah, she's at court. She's there.
She lives here now?
Mm-hmm.
That's such a weird thing to me.
Why?
They kind of did used to do that like that, but it's, well, now you live here and we'll see if we like
you.
That's
it.
Like, what an odd, unsecure life. You have no idea what's going to happen. What if they don't like you? Where are you going?
Back home. As a failure.
Get that buggy back.
Yeah. It's not cheap to get that buggy here the first time, man. Or easy. So she goes off and she sits with her new friends, Hesta and Rhoda. Okay. Oh. Rhoda is newly widowed. The problem is that Rhoda actually liked her or did. I can't remember. I don't think she liked her last husband. He was okay. He was an old man, so she didn't expect him to live for long, but she wasn't like, she didn't hate him.
Okay.
You know, they were okay. So now she's filthy rich and she is in all black. She is wearing black for a full year because she's going to show respect to her husband. Hesta is not married or widowed. She's just at court trying to snag a man.
Okay.
She doesn't necessarily care if it's the king. She has no personality. She even says that she's like, whatever personality is the person next to me is my personality too.
Well, at least she's aware, I guess.
So, like, again, no, the only person here that's worth a damn is Rhoda.
Okay.
You know? She also meets, I don't know how to pronounce his name, so don't come at me. Leandros, I think is how you say it.
Why do we have to use such different names?
I don't know. So there's a couple of friends. One of them's guy friends. One of them's Leandros, and he's really charming and super cute. And she likes him. He likes her. They're going to be buds. Cool. They're a little flirty, but nothing like that would get her in trouble or anything like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, you're never concerned about it.
Yeah, no. I mean, like, there was a minute there where I thought maybe they'd get together, but, Now, this guy is kind of one of those guys that's, like, could convince you to do anything, though, because he's that charming. So all the ladies like him. There's two other friends, but I can't remember their name. Anyways, so she meets these guys. While she's after the garden party and whatnot, the king and her have this little sit down where they decide that they're going to be useful to each other. The king is going, she needs a husband of high power. He's going to pretend like he's into her so other men of high rank and high power come to her wanting her, kind of like the Duke and I.
Okay.
You know? And she's going to pretend like they're courting so his council gets off his back about getting married. He doesn't want to get married yet. She thinks, well, if we pretend, eventually pretending leads to more time together, and more time together means that he's actually going to like me.
Oh, okay.
So that's her plan.
She still wants him.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's her plan. Well, as life is going on and they're pretending and whatnot, he's sending her gifts. She's getting more comfortable. He starts getting robbed, the king. And it's kind of like a Robin Hood situation where he's stealing from him and giving them to the taxpayers. No one knows who it is. They know that he wears a mask and whatnot. So she comes up with this plan like, okay, well, let's blackmail him, you know, or not blackmail him. Let's like set a trap.
Okay.
He told you to go here. So let's go here, but bring your guards. I'll dress up like a prostitute. We'll go to this We'll go to this brothel.
What if it's a woman? We don't know anything about this robber, do we?
No. It ends up not working, and he ends up being touched by somebody. Oh, and no one knows who he got touched by. But he's freaking out because what if it's her? Yeah. So he doesn't know. Well, yeah, basically. I'm going to leave a whole lot of this book out because it's really hard to explain without like reading every page because there's a lot of characters, and all of their names are close to the same.
Why do they do that?
I don't know.
It's like a rule?
I guess. But also, I don't know. So anyways, so he brings her to the room and it ends up being like, okay, she wasn't the one that was touched. But he moves her into the bedroom right next to him. And she is really starting to get feelings for this guy.
Okay.
Like she's actually starting to really like him. But she needs to keep with her plan. So she goes down and gets the poison that she's going to use to kill him, hides it in her wardrobe, kind of forgets that it's there, keeps going on with life.
Well, this is going to turn out good.
And then, not only that, but he decides that they're going to go on like a picnic or whatever. On their way there, the Robin Hood fella shows up and tries to rob them. The king gets pissed at his guards for letting Robin Hood, his name isn't really Robin Hood, but like the guy, get past him.
So we think this is an inside job, maybe.
No, I'm just... The king cuts these guards down right in front of...
What do you mean, literally kills them?
Yes. Oh, okay. Right in front of Alessandra.
That's a good way to keep him loyal.
Yeah. Well, he's a ruthless king. And so she goes, you know, so they're quiet on the way home. And he's like, I know that that scared you. And I hated you seeing that side of me. And she's like, what, a little killing?
Yeah.
That's nothing.
I did that all the time.
So, not only that, but there is this investigation going on with Hector's family where they have now decided Hector isn't missing. He didn't just run away. Somebody's killed him. And they found a corpse, and around that corpse was her chest with her initials on it. And so they have pinned it back to her. And so, like, the whoever's the FBI back in the olden days, whatever they're called, is investigating this crime. And so they surround her with the king and are asking her questions. And she's like, I am faint. I can't believe that y'all would think this of me. And I loved him. And that scoundrel left in the middle of the night. And he stole my chest and all this jazz. And the king is like, you're distressing the lady. She's obviously not at fault here. Get out of here. Well, when the doors close, he bursts out laughing. He's like, you killed that bastard, didn't you? She's like, I don't know what you mean. He's like, you killed him. And like, he's laughing about it. And she's like,
sickos.
No. And she's like, well, he vexed me. And he's like, hey, man, I've been there.
You know? Helped me kill all my guards.
And so that,
my buddies.
It's just a mess, you know? I'm like, absolutely insane.
Oh, my God.
Well, as this is going on, her and the buddy, what did I say his name was? Leandros or something?
Yeah, something like
that. He takes her to a boxing match, right? Underground. He's like, wear this wig, wear this dress. No one will know it's you. Come with me and have some fun. So she's like, okay. This is all out of order, too. These are just things that has happened in this mm-hmm. book that's going to lead to the end. So they go to this boxing match. They're watching fights. She is obsessed with it and wants to get closer and closer to the ring. Well, she's also very drunk at this time.
Yeah.
So while she's there, she's noticing one girl is fighting and she has won a couple, but she's now knows her fighting style. So she, drunk off her ass, is like, I'll fight her. Gets in the ring, dodges one punch, and then gets knocked out the next one and is like, I almost won. And the guy is like, yeah, you really had her.
Yeah.
So he's like dragging her out. But she has like this black eye and busted lip. She's supposed to be like being courted by the king.
Yeah,
everyone's going to notice. Yeah. And he's like, how am I going to hide this? How am I going to spin this? Like, what is happening? So she's like buddies with him. Like, she thinks that he's fun, you know? Mm-hmm. And she even tells him, like, if I didn't need a king, I would have liked you.
So sorry about you.
Yeah, but I need the king. Well, as things are going on, the king decides that things are going to get serious. He really does love her. He's going to propose and all this jazz. He moves her stuff into his bedroom. Well,
is that how this works?
I don't know.
I feel like we gotta get married first.
Well, he's moving the stuff in her bed. She don't care. She's been killing people.
I want a ring. I want to know for sure. Let's sign some papers.
Well, what had happened was, while they're moving stuff into her bedroom,
he died.
No. The servants or whoever is moving it finds the poison.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That she had forgotten about. Now, she wasn't going to use the poison anymore. She was going to let him live because she kind of likes
okay.
him now.
She decided, yeah.
But she did leave it in there. And he is like, I mean, of course, he freaks the fuck out because, like, they're
She's
both
like,
insane.
You don't know this was for you?
She did try to spin that.
Yeah.
And, like, it was planted. And he's like, oh, fuck off. You killed Hector.
You mean killing people?
You know? Like, I don't think so, man. And so then he's like, you gotta go. You're kicked out. I'm kicking you out. Go be a peasant, whatever. He has given her, like, a lot of jewels throughout the courting thing. So she has some stuff that she's gonna sell. She's not going back home. She needs a plan. So she's been, like, hotel hopping, I guess, like, pawning her shit and then, like, paying for the hotel. So she's not going back home. Well, while she's doing this, something like clicks in the back of her mind that like every time they were in a situation with the king, his buddy was around, the Leandros. And she's like, they're cousins, so I guess that they should look alike, but like he just seems familiar and whatnot. I forgot to tell y'all this backstory. So
Leandros is cousins with the king?
Yes. Okay. Leandros is supposed to be cousins with the king. But the king also had an older brother who died. Okay. With his parents. Or not with his parents, but his parents died. And but before that, his older brother died.
Okay.
So something clicks in her mind. So she runs to the castle, breaks in, and is going to warn the king.
it's dire.
Warn the king that something is wrong, something's messed, like something doesn't feel right, and it's not because she's a murderer anymore. Like,
yeah.
There's someone here.
I promise.
Something here is wrong. And the other ones that I screwed over.
There
the
were
other
many
ones.
Others. We can forget about them.
Well, she threatened to kill another guy, I think. And then she got one guy tortured.
Oh, Jesus.
She blackmailed him, and now he's tortured. So, so she is trying to convince him. Well, all of a sudden, this guy walks in, and it's Leandros. And it comes to find out, Leandros is the brother, and he didn't die.
What?
Yes.
Why would you want to fake that? You would have just been king.
I think they're all fucking insane, Sarah. There's not a good character in this book.
He's the oldest. He would have just been king, though.
But I don't think so, because he didn't have the shadow powers. They're real important.
So you had to hide out instead of just hanging out.
Pretend to be the cousin.
Yeah.
So, So they end up killing him, Shogger, and she's like, all right, I'll leave now.
And now what? They fall in love and we're supposed to be like, yay.
They did. So she's like, I guess I'll leave now that my job is done. I saved you, even though I was plotting to kill your ass until 3 days ago. So she goes, he ends up finding her at a hotel again and is like, I was going to come get you even before you showed up and saved the day.
I loved you.
Yeah, I love you. Let's do this. Let's conquer kingdoms and murder people the rest of our lives. And she's like, okay, cool.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the moral of the story?
Exactly.
You know what it is? It would have been easier if everybody was just decent.
But I'm telling you, people that have read this book are like, she butchered it. I know y'all are thinking that. I'm sorry. I just couldn't get into it. I give this book like, I'm going to give it a 2.5.
Oh, God. Maybe when you're younger or something.
I was about to say, I think I'm too old.
Well, and also like stories now have to have some sort of meaning. I feel like it can't just be nothing.
Well, it was, there's
like
not.
Like you get to murder people. And
Rhoda had a nice.
A little tough.
Okay, so here's the moral of the story. Rhoda is super rich.
There you go.
She was decent to her last husband.
Nobody tried to kill her.
She fell in love with her servant. Her servant kind of liked her too. So she was like, fuck it. I'm already rich. Let's just be together, guy. And he was like, okay. There you go.
There you go.
Breaking boundaries.
If you're a decent human and you're a decent servant, then your life.
it might pan out. But exactly, no real message, no real, yep. Like, it's not a story that's going to stick with you. It took me forever. This is not a long book. This is not a
it's
long,
an average book.
Not, a, I wouldn't even say this is an average it's book. I'd say that this, book. See, I would have said it's a short book. 326 pages. See, I feel like that's pretty short.
Four is pretty average, I'd say.
So, 324 pages. Is that what I just said? 26 pages. And it took me like a week and a half to read it.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Could not do it.
Well.
Yeah.
Y'all go for it, man. That sounds like it's for you.
Yeah. So I give it, a 2?
And a half.
2.5. I give it a 2.5. I stand by that. I stand by my 2.5. It's not my genre. It's not my age.
You know, people who like it, they'd probably be like, yeah, I get that.
There's not. So, like, she does save the day. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, she saves the day. She doesn't murder him at the end. So I guess.
But she saved one day.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the redemption arc. There were a bunch
of days she murdered them. They were probably decent.
The redemption arc isn't as.
Like, you think this guy ain't ever slept with someone and left?
Oh, so he did.
This king?
He is. He is a peeping Tom. He is a peeping Tom.
See? Nobody likes peeping Toms.
So
that's worse than Hector. So okay?
Whenever he first developed the shadow abilities, if you turn into a shadow, you can also walk through walls.
Oh yeah, what a pervert. I get it.
He was
caught 15.
Sneaking. I think he was 12.
Pervert as hell.
He was caught sneaking into the servants.
Yeah, he was.
Dressing thing. And he was like, man, were they mad. Yeah, of course they were. Idiot.
Nobody has video on their phones yet. This is the first kid to do it. You creeper.
Yeah. I'm telling you, no redeeming quality is. I usually can find any bright side in a book. I can find something I liked about it all.
There are a lot of very dark characters that we end up liking.
Yeah, I didn't like any of these people.
In movies and books and stuff. Yeah, you've got to have a little bit of
none of
something,
them.
A pizzazz here.
None
not
of
just
them.
Like, I killed Hector for loving and leaving.
I am currently
and
reading.
And I won't kill the king. Why? Because he has a title? Even though he's a creeper.
Yeah,
he's probably,
I mean, like,
loved and left. He's peeping.
He's been peeping for a while. So I can't remember.
But he didn't deserve to die.
I don't think that he has had sex because.
Ever?
I don't think so because if you touch somebody.
Well, I guess that's true.
You lose your
There's
shadow.
A lot of touching.
I don't think that
you lose
he,
it forever.
It, around that person. So maybe.
What do you mean you lose it?
So, like, if they touch you.
So you really have to trust somebody.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the moral of the story.
Or maybe he has slept with these women and then just, like, kicks them to the curb.
Kills them.
Or kills them. Oh. Anything's possible at this point. I don't remember. How it
yeah, that should have been brought up.
Panned out.
I feel like that's important.
It probably was, but I was just like, can we be done with this horrible book? And here's the deal. Horrible. I am personally reading God of Malice right now. That guy is a legit serial killer, psycho, and I love him. Because he has some pizzazz. This guy had no pizzazz.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you called it a second ago?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. This guy has pizzazz. He's kind of funny. You get where he's coming from. He's straightforward. She kind of digs it.
We're like a straightforward psychopath.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well.
Sociopath.
I don't want to meet him in real life.
Yeah.
Like in the pages of a book, it sounds good.
Yeah. That's how it goes.
So I give it a 2.5. Goodreads gave it a 3.9.
Yeah.
I feel like that's high.
Yeah.
Books a Million. Gave it a 4.3 out of 5.
Barnes & Noble didn't give it
anything. No, no one's checking. No one's buying this at Barnes & Noble, apparently. Yeah, Barnes, not even on here. Oh, yes, it is. No, it's not.
They said, no, thank you.
I don't know, guys. It wasn't for me. If you read it and you loved it, I'm sorry. I know we always get comments when we have a bad review of a book.
Well, that's life.
But I just didn't like
we
it.
We can't all like everything.
I didn't like it. Same. Please don't feel... Please come back next week, even though I didn't like your favorite book.
Yeah.
I'll do better.
Maybe you shouldn't come back.
And also, don't come at me about the names either. I told you I didn't know how to pronounce them.
We never do.
I never do.
We weren't lying about that.
No. Never. It's
also a theme it's to pick also, different kinds of names in books.
The name could be Jason, and I could also be calling him Jackson
That's
halfway
true.
Through the book.
That's true.
So, I mean...
We had a Jason in our life that you called something else for a long time. Jake,
I think it was Justin.
Justin.
I was like, I think your name is really Justin.
Yeah.
And he was like, it's not, it's Jason. I was like, but like, how sure are you? Because like that just is not working for me, man.
Dad did the same thing.
Oh, that's just, you're not a, what was his real name?
Jason. He was in our life for years.
You're not a Jason. He's not a Jason. He wasn't.
Dad never called him. Well, no, Dad did at the end call him Jason. But for a long time, I think he said Justin, too.
It was probably my fault.
Probably.
He was like, what is Katie always? That's Justin. I just heard Katie say it. He responded to me for forever. Oh, hilarious. All right. Well, that's it, readers.
What's it?
That was my deep thoughts and my...
It's a good story, man.
About the shows between us. If it sounded like your teenage... Here's the deal. There isn't anything graphic in this book at all. It doesn't go into any gory details. It is safe for your preteens to read.
Yeah, but there's murder but no good humans.
No good humans, right. But as if they're into, like, the creepier things or whatnot, this would be a good...
They think they might be a murderer.
Just leave them on in. They'll feel right at home.
That's
not what I'm saying. Yeah. What I'm saying is there is an age where you're starting to not want the fairy tale. And that's okay. We were those girls that didn't want the fairy tale. This is a good start to those girls that are going to be real fucked up later.
Yeah.
I'm just joking. We're not fucked up. We're totally fine.
We're all right.
All right. Well, bye, readers.
Bye.